The story begins in May 1863 in the Lidenbrook house in Hamburg, Germany, with Professor Lidenbrook rushing home to peruse his latest purchase, an original runic manuscript of an Icelandic saga written by Snorri Sturluson. Heimkringla, the chronicle of the Norwegian kings who rule over Iceland. While looking through the book, Lidenbrook and his nephew Axel find a coded note written in runic script, along with the name of a 16th century Icelandic alchemist, Arni Saknussemm.
Professor Lidenbrook decides to lock everyone in the house and force himself and the others to go without food until he cracks the code. Axel discovers the answer when fanning himself with the disappeared text. Lidenbrook's excitement was correct and only needs to be read backward to reveal sentence written in rock's Latin. Axel decides to keep the secret hidden from Professor Lidenbrook, afraid of what the professor might do with the knowledge. But after 2 days without food, he cannot stand the hunger and reveal the secret to his uncle. Lidenbrook translate the notes, which is revealed to be a medieval note written by Saknussemm, who claimed to have discovered a passage to the center of the earth via Sinnevers in Iceland, in what Axel called Bad Latin. The described her message reads: "The signboat traveled into the crater of the Jokul of Sniffel, with the shadow of Skarteris touch before the calends of July, and you will attain the center of the earth. I did it, Unsignism."
Professor Lidenbrook is a man of astonishing impatience and departs of Iceland immediately, taking his reluctant nephew with him. Axel, who in comparison is anti-adventurous, repeatedly tries to reason with him, explaining his fears of descending into a volcano and putting forward various scientific theories as to why the journey is impossible. But Professor Lidenbrook repeatedly keeps himself blinded against Axel's point of view. After a rapid journey via Kiel and Copenhagen, they arrive in Reykjavik, where the two procure the services of Hans Jelk as their guide and travel overland to the base of the volcano.
In the late June, they reach the volcano, which has three craters. According to the Saknussemm's message, the passage to the center of the earth is through the one crater is touched by the shadow of a nearby mountain peak at noon. However, the text also states that this is only true during the last day of June. During the next few days, with July rapidly approaching, the weather is too cloudy for any shadows. Axel silently rejoices, hoping this will force his uncle, who has repeatedly tried to impart courage to him only to succeed in making him even more cowardly still, to give up the project and return home. Alas for Axel, however, on the second to last day, the sun comes out and the mountain peak shows the correct crater to take.
After descending into the crater, the three travelers set off into the bowels of the earth, encountering many strange phenomena and great dangers, including a chamber filled with fire damp and step-sided wells around the path. After taking a wrong turn, they run out of water and Axel almost dies, but Hans steps into a neighboring subterranean river. Lidenbrock and Axel name the resulting stream the Hans Patch in his honor, and the three are saved. At another point, Axel becomes separated from the others and is lost several miles from them. Luckily, a strange acoustic phenomenon allows him to communicate with them from some miles away. And they are soon reunited. After descending many miles following the course of Hans Patch, they reach an unimaginably vast cavern. This underground world is lit by electrical charged gas at the ceiling and is filled with a very deep subterranean ocean surrounded by a rocky coastline covered in petrified trees and giant mushrooms. The travelers build a raft out of the trees and set sail. The professor names this sea Lidenbrock Sea and the port as Port Gruben after the name of his goddaughter. While underwater, they see several prehistoric creatures such as a giant ichthyosaurus which fight with a plesiosaurus and wins. After the battle between the monsters, the party comes across an island with a huge geyser, which Lidenbrock names Axel Island.
A lightning storm again threatens to destroy the raft and its passenger, but instead throw them onto the coastline. This part of the coast Axel discovers is alive with prehistoric plant and animal life forms, including giant insects and a herd of mastodons. On a beach covered with bones, Axel discovers an oversized human skull. Axel and Lidenbrock venture some way into the prehistoric forest, where Professor Lidenbrock points out in a shaky voice a prehistoric human more than 12 feet in height, leaning against a tree and watching a herd of mastodons. Axel cannot be sure if he has really seen the man or not, and he and Professor Lidenbrock debate whether or not a proto-human civilization actually exists so far underground. The three wonder if the creature is a man-like ape or an ape-like man. The sighting of the creature is considered the most alarming part of the story, and the explorers decide that it is better not to alert it to their presence as they fear it may be hostile.
The travelers continue to explore the coastline and find a passageway marked by Saknussemm as they way ahead. However, it is blocked by what appeared to be a recent cave-in, and two of the three, Hans and the professor, despair at being unable to hack their way through the granite wall. The adventurer plan to blast the rock with gun cannon and paddle out to sea to escape the blast. Upon executing the plan, however, they discover that behind the rock fall was a seemingly bottomless pit, not a passage to the center of the earth. The traveler swept away as the sea rush into the large open gap in the ground. After spending hours being swept along at lightning speed by the water, the raft end up inside a large volcanic chimney filling with water and magma. Terrified, the three are rushed upwards through shifting heats and eject onto the surface from a side vent of a stratovolcano. When they regain consciousness, they discover that they have been ejected from Stromboli, a volcanic island located in the southern Italy. They return to Hamburg to great acclaim. Professor Lidenbrock is hailed as one of the great scientists of history. Axel marries his sweetheart, Gruben, and Hans eventually returned to his peaceful life in Ireland. The professor has some regret that their journey was cut short.
At the very end of the book, Axel and Lidenbrock realized that their compass was behaving strangely after the journey on the raft. They realized that the needle was pointing the wrong way, and after being struck by an electric fireball, which nearly destroyed the wooden raft.